Tell me again, Grandma Maddie.
Tell you what?
The seaplane. France. Great Aunt Belle.
Didn't I tell you about that last night?
I like hearing about it.
And the night before. Don't you have homework at that fancy school of yours?
I want to hear about the planes.
I never had much schooling. Not much time for it. Most women didn't back then.
Please.
How could I say no to that face? Scooch over. And don't hop the covers. Breezes cut right through me. Not like they used to. I'd get right into the gunner's seat. Belle would hop into the pilot's, and the wind would lift us up to the heavens. You can't imagine. So high above it all. Cutting through clouds. Dancing between bullets. Death and adrenaline gliding over our wings. We were the best duo for hire on that coast. Belle had raised me the best she could, and that meant learning how to handle a jammed reloader before I hit puberty.
Were you a good pilot?
No, not yet. But my Aunt Belle, she was the best. Who'd have thought? Before the war, she was a debutante, the toast of society. Then she lost everything. Her money, her suitors, the blonde in her hair. She had to pick up and do something with her life. Change. Not only from fancy dresses and heels to jodhpurs and boots, but from being the beauty of the ball to being someone on the edge of society. Not that I understood her then. I was just a teenager who was in love with fashion, with music, with Paris. I hadn't been there since I was a baby, and Belle never talked about it. No matter how much I begged, it was always something else. I didn't understand for a while. I was young, dreaming of Paris, dreaming of a time before the war, before my parents died. But Belle had to live in the present. We had bills to pay, and she had an alcoholic itch that needed to be scratched. That meant protecting convoys, or attacking other seaplane mercenaries, and sometimes, both.
Stop rolling the plane, Aunt Belle. I'm gonna...
Do it over the side, Madeline! Hawk will jam up that gun back there quicker than 10 pounds of chewing gum!
You've interfered with my plans for the last time, Belle Bernassi!
Do you know that Merc in the purple plane?
Maybe, maybe not.
What?
All that matters right now is that she's attacking our convoy below. Those tugboats don't have the guns to keep her back. Besides, I've made a lot of enemies in my time. Now grab that gun and keep whoever it is off my tail!
Did I get her?
Nope, but you forced her down. Let me try to pull alongside her so you can get a shot. My plane is old, but she still has a few tricks up her sleeves. She's just ahead. 11 o'clock.
I need her to be closer. And if you could keep it level, I'd be able to hold on to my target and my lunch.
We gotta duck and weave if we're gonna stick with whoever this is.
Don't play dumb. I am Claudette San Ferdinando, the best fighter pilot on the Riviera. Until you showed up. Suddenly, I was out of work, and all my cronies in Les Oiseaux Noirs were lining up with other air gangs.
Sorry, not ringing any bells.
This is just like you, Belle.
What? I can't hear you. Would you mind getting a little closer?
I said, this is just like you.
Nice shot, Maddie. Right on her engine. And propeller one is smoking like a factory in Liverpool.
Stupid machine. Hold together. Hold together.
Looks like you're not as good as you think you are, Claudia.
It's Claudette! And I'll be back in the air in no time! You haven't seen the last of me!
The day is saved! and the convoy is heading to the shore. See it on the horizon? Fantastic. I need a strong cigar and a stronger drink. Let's head home.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, you made it over the side at least. You better hope that doesn't stain the hull, though. That'll come out of your allowance.
Are you asleep on the dock again?
What? What then?
Get out of the way or you'll get a face full of propeller!
I'm blind, not deaf, Belle, and from what I can tell, you've overworked the engine again.
That's the price of doing business in the air, Kingston. Unless you want to be paid in lead instead of gold. Madeline, am I going to have to tie this seaplane by myself?
I'm on it.
Tough flight up there, my darling.
Darling?
I was talking to the plane. I can feel things tinkling around in there. This isn't a fighter plane. You only have one propeller. You can't...
I pay you to fix the engine, not criticize my flying, Kingston. Besides, you were the one who taught me.
I tried to teach you how to fly this plane safely. Do you remember the words I told you when we... appropriated it?
You'll remember that I busted you out of that hot situation. You weren't complaining then with your former employers scrambling to put out the fire in their compound, rather than
to lie down until the world stops spinning.
We interrupt this program for an emergency broadcast alert.
What?
The airship Sidlamasa has issued a general area mayday off the coast of Ile du Levant.
That's right around the Cape.
Half a day out of Bossier with a complement of 30. It was en route to Montpellier when authorities received this transmission.
Mayday! Mayday! Cargo on board! If anybody is getting this reward, please!
We have received no other transmission and must assume that the airship is going down. Officials are asking for any independent seaplane pilots to aid in the rescue. Those willing and able can report to Marseille at once. Due to the danger, all other pilots are to avoid the area unless otherwise notified.
Forget that.
Now calculate and draw it for
Aunt Belle! Aunt Belle!
Like that time in Egypt!
Ugh, it always comes back to that time I was naked on the rooftops over Cairo, doesn't it? But I got away! Propriety isn't worth the air it wastes, Kingston.
Aunt Belle!
Madeline, Kingston and I are having a discussion about the philosophical tenets of high-speed barrel rolls. Be a dear and start up the tea. This may take a while.
This is no time for tea.
She's right. Pull that bottle of Sambuca out of the cabinet in the dockhouse.
Fine.
One of these days, you're going to push yourself too far. Then what is Madeline going to do?
Don't bring her into this. I know what this is really about. You're in love. That plane is like a lover to you. But she's my wife.
Ah, yes, yes. The plane. Right.
Here, Sambuca. All right, now listen. An airship is crashing into the sea. The radio just announced it. They were saying that it had a big crew and tons of cargo, and they're saying people should stay away, which means nobody's going to help until it's too late.
Might as well ring the dinner bell.
Indeed.
What? I mean, aren't we going to help?
I don't know. Are we, Kingston? Is your mistress okay to be ridden?
I won't let you up there if it's too far. Plus, I have to refuel, and then...
Please stop arguing! If we hurry up, we can rescue any survivors!
First you were anxious to get out of the air, now you want to get back up.
Aunt Belle!
I need a map. Kingston will see that I'm quite capable of a quick trip around the block.
Fine. People might be dying as we speak, but let's get a map first.
Listen to what I'm saying. It's not just your own life up there, Belle. You have to think of everybody who depends on you.
I fly my way. It's worked out so far.
And sometime it's going to get you killed. You've rolled the dice every time you nosedive past top speed.
I played dice with the best of them back in my younger days, and I learned it on my own. No man pushed me around then, and none are going to try to educate me now.
Here's the map. Now can we please...
First, Madeline, your geography lesson of the day. I need you to draw a great circle that intersects Bastia and Montpellier.
This really isn't important at the moment.
Nonsense. You won't grow up to be a pirate like me if you can't plot the shortest distance on a globe. Here's a pencil. Now calculate and draw it for me. So, Kingston, are you going to give me a full tank, or am I going to have to go up without?
I won't fill you up if you're going to pull a load of stunts out there. The weight will destabilize you midway through any Immelmann or loop. Even halfway will weigh you down.
I said, fill it all the way up.
And I said no.
If you want to find employment elsewhere, be my guest. I'm sure there are dozens of seaplane pilots lining up to hire a blind mechanic.
You're trying to hurt me. That's fine. Because you and I both know that I could work with any seaplane crew from here to Genoa.
There, done.
Are you? So quickly?
Yes, quickly. We have to move. We need to get out to the Sigilmasa. Now can we please fly out so...
Sure. Hop in the gunner's seat. I just have to check your work.
Just promise me you'll go easy on her. She can't take the kind of abuse you like to put her through.
The plane again.
I'm not talking about the plane.
She's 17. Every fight is the worst in history. I'll deal with it.
Remember, you were 17 once.
How do you think I know? Up in the air, finally! I couldn't take much more of that. Let me tell you a little maxim of mine, Madeline. Give a man a taste of authority and he'll turn into an addict. Madeline! Madeline! Pick up the talk tube! I know you can hear me back there.
I can hear you, I'm just ignoring you.
Fight me later. We have to focus now. You still have that map on you? Well?
Yes?
Any kind of skerries on that great circle?
What?
Rocky outcroppings. Small islands, something between Levant and Corsica.
Looks like it, but the radio said...
I know the radio said the airship was heading for Levant, but if it had been near it, there'd be no need for an emergency call. And if it was in the open ocean, we'd be too late. Our only hope is if they found a small island for an emergency landing.
You were paying attention? Why couldn't we just take off?
We had to make sure the plane was all right before we took off, right? And you got a little bit of practice in.
But the survivors...
Listen, you've got to look out for yourself in this world, Madeline. Nobody else will do it for you. Now, what kind of bearings are we looking at?
No, you won't need them. Look, south by southeast, smoke!
That's quite a clue. The whole thing must have gone up on those rocks.
We're too late.
It had only taken us an hour to get there, but the airship was all but gone. Wreckage everywhere. The cabin crashed onto an island, more of a mass of rocks jutting up out of the sea. The entire airship canvas just, poof, gone. You can imagine how my aunt felt about it.
Well, that's just great. Touchdown and all that's left are some trunks that won't sink. I hope we didn't fly out here for nothing. Didn't even bring marshmallows to toast.
Those poor souls never stood a chance.
Pull yourself together, Madeline. We've got work to do. We can make a lot of money off salvage if we play our cards right.
How can you think of that when... How many people do you think were on this airship?
If they survived the crash, they're long gone now. See those markings on the rock?
Are those...
Bullet holes. The Sigilmasa didn't go down on its own. See if you can find anything in the wreckage. Might be a lost cause, but you never know. I'm going to keep the engine hot. We may have to get out of here in a hurry. You don't mind swimming, do you?
Okay, Aunt Belle.
Head towards that big outcropping out there. The tide seems to be breaking for it. But watch out for waves.
Made it!
Beautiful! up the ship, didn't make off with our loot.
I don't even know what I'm looking for.
Use your noggin. Heavy stuff is valuable stuff. And anything with a lock on it. Try looking over that ride. The current might not be as strong over there. You've got to always be aware.
Gotta be aware. Dozens of trunks, wreckage. The waves keep crashing it against the surf.
I'd be lucky to find anything in this.
Okay, think. Be aware. Look around. On the shore, under rocks. This is useless.
What was that? Hello? Aunt Belle? Are you still at the airship?
What? I can't hear you! You find those things yet?
Oh no. That means...
Stop! Whoever you are! Come on out with your hands up! Or I'll use my rock!
Please, don't throw!
Huh? Stand up! Slowly.
Please, put down the rock! As you can see, I'm unarmed!
Whoa. You're still a big guy. Well, tall, at least. I'm not taking any chances. Who are you?
My name is Archer Lanley Gregario. I was on the Sigilmasa. If you're here to rob me, you're out of luck. When you shot us down, my luggage went with it.
We didn't shoot your ship.
But I heard your engine.
No, somebody else. We were here to... Well, now we're here to save you.
What? Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm so cold and wet and everybody else abandoned ship and rowed away to safety. I was left to die. They all left me here.
You're safe now. You wouldn't have happened to see anything valuable around here, would you?
No.
Weird question. Forget it. I just thought maybe one of the crew would know.
Well, I wasn't a part of the crew.
A stowaway?
I paid for passage, but the crew resented me for it. I was just in the way, gangly and unwanted. Just like in life.
You're awfully sensitive for such a big man.
And then that purple seaplane shot us down and everyone was screaming and nobody even looked back or thought to.
Wait a second. Did you say purple seaplane?
Did
it have twin wings, swept slightly forward?
I think so. I wasn't really paying attention. A fire had spread from the aft nacelle and then...
This is bad. This is bad. This is very bad. Follow me. Hurry. We have to get out of here.
What's bad? Where are we running?
I'll explain later. Aunt Belle! Aunt Belle!
Who's that with you? I told you to find jewels, and you come back with a walking scarecrow!
Look! Up in the sky! The purple seaplane! And it's bearing down on your aunt!
Oh my god. I won't make it in time.
Vengeance is mine at last!
Get down!
I can't see.
Oh my!
What? Tell me! No, don't tell me!
Which is it?
Get off! She managed to escape up into the air. Look at her fly.
I can't see. She's up in the sun.
That's the point. Neither can Claudette.
You've outrun me for the last time. And with your gunner stuck on the ground, all I have to do is tire you out and shoot you down.
You again? I thought you'd been properly chastised earlier.
Ha! It only took a spectacular landing on my part and half an hour of repair on the waves before I was up and about. Claudette San Ferdinando, master of all aeronautical talents.
Is this going somewhere?
Your feeble attempts at distracting me will not work. After I take you down, my reputation will be restored and Princess Claudette will fly again. No! Queen San Ferdinando. Yes! That has a much better ring to it.
Oh, I get it. You have this whole rivalry thing played out in your head and have been planning some elaborate revenge, huh?
There is no rivalry. I am the best.
Shot down an airship near my hideout, knowing it was filled with booty, lured me out, and yet you couldn't seal the deal. I was almost literally a sitting duck, and it's my fault nobody takes you seriously?
Stop talking!
You'll need that air in your lungs after your plane drops into the ocean.
You'll have to catch me first!
She used to run this mercenary group, Les Oiseaux Noirs, but ever since my Aunt Belle started flying, it's been hard going for freelancers and brigands alike.
Wait, your aunt is the Belle Bernassi? Then that would make you...
Madeline, pleased to meet you. Now be quiet while I think this through.
I never thought I'd meet a pilot like you on this trip. I've read about your exploits in Le Journal d'Aventure. What's it like flying in a seaplane? How did you start out? I bet your aunt taught you everything you know. Oh, what? What's that buzzing sound?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, I'm just...
No, wait. What is that buzzing sound?
I think it's coming from that fog on the horizon.
Where? Oh, I see it. Oh no, that's no fog.
No fog? Oh no, what do you mean?
It's every scummy seaplane mercenary from here to Calabria. All the good ones would write to the government. None of the rest bothered to take the time to chart out their approach, but once one figured it out, they played follow the leader all the way here.
That isn't so bad.
They're not here to rescue us. They're here to grab the bounty, no sharing allowed. And they're not going to ask any questions before they start shooting.
I'd seen dogfights before. Heck, I'd taken part in at least a dozen. But this was completely different. Belle was up on her own with no gun. Claudette seemed to have unlimited ammunition. They were twisting and turning all over themselves up in the air, looping and firing, dancing inches above the water before spiraling into the air. Neither seemed to realize that hundreds of seaplane Vildreths were gunning for the wreck.
This is bad. We need to get out of here, but if Belle lands, Claudette will use the plane for target practice. What are we gonna do? What would Belle do? Gotta always be aware.
Maybe we should swim for it.
We wouldn't make it 50 meters. Even if we could break through the surf, that billowing shirt of yours would drag you down so you couldn't outrace the sharks.
Sharks?
No. Shirt? That's it! Give me your shirt!
Please, mademoiselle, I do not feel comfortable with this.
Propriety isn't worth the air it wastes.
You didn't tell me you were going to rip it.
Sorry. I didn't realize it was silk. I'll pay you back. Somehow.
No, it's... What are you doing?
Speaking semaphore. Flag talk. Each of these positions stands for a letter, so I can talk with my aunt. Now, please. L-E-T-T-H-E-M-O-B-C-O-M-E.
What language is that?
L-I-K-E. English. H-O-W. Belle and I speak it, but Claudette doesn't. I hope. Do you know how to spell how you distracted me back at the villa? Never mind, I got it.
Do you think she sees it?
If not, we're dead in the water. We just need her to stall long enough. The mob's almost here and I need them to start buzzing.
Wait, you want them to come?
Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
Ah, first seaplane pilot's here. Grab what you can and let's scram. But make sure not to wreck that wreckage when you land. It's already wrecked enough.
Roger, Captain.
Ha! You wish, loser. Beat him to it, boys. And if anybody gets in our way, give him a healthy dose of lead.
Aye, aye, boss.
Brother, that's Daring Dennis. He owes us.
Over 1,000 francs. Forget the gear, dear brother. Let's take him down. And teach him not to mess with the pilot brother's manchego.
Is there any hope at all?
Not much, but it involves us swimming out to that trunk over there. I told my plan to my aunt. I hope she agrees with it.
I don't understand. What about the sharks and the bullets and the...
Would you trust a pilot like my aunt to get you out of trouble?
Well, yes.
Then trust me, too. She taught me everything I know. And it was for moments just like this.
You pushed me!
You wouldn't have jumped otherwise!
Now swim to that piece of wreckage, unless you want to be bait.
Oh my goodness. 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 Oh my goodness.
Just think about it as one of those stories you read about in your magazine.
It's one thing to read about bullets whizzing by overhead, it's another to duck them.
Get up. I think I saw a thin back there.
What?
Just kidding. Couldn't lift you up without a little help from you.
Now what are we going to do? What is Belle going to do?
Only thing she can. Dive through the cloud of pilots as they're fighting with each other. And pray that she doesn't hit them. There she goes!
She's not going to make it! She's not going to make it! She made it!
Of course she did. And Claudette's stuck above. She was too focused on shooting my aunt down. Now there's no way she'd be able to cut through that cloud of seaplanes. She might be egomaniacal, but she's not an idiot.
Stop flying about like drunk flies, you flying trunks!
Say, brother, isn't that Claudia San Bernardino? Or was it Santa Bernadette?
I'll teach you to mess with the best pilot on the Riviera!
Ah, former best pilot, I'd say.
I don't know why I ever doubted her in the first place. Quickly, paddle out. She's dropping down and circling back.
Will you please tell me what's with the gangly wallflower, Madeline? Never mind. Leave Grace to the ballerinas and hop in the back. Close enough. Let's get out of here before what's-her-name can get a bead on us through the crowd.
Wait, I'm not completely in yet.
I got you, you overgrown scaredy cat. In tight.
Thank you. I'm just going to stay here down at the floor. I'm terrified of this.
All right. I lost a lot of fuel in that fan dance over the water, and I was already at half a tank anyway. Toss everything out that's not nailed down.
Toolbox, away. Distress flag, away. Megaphone, away. Air goggles, away. Clothes.
No, please, let's keep the rest of our clothes on.
Ha! That shade of red is usually reserved for tomatoes. Whether you'd rather be naked or dead, just don't toss the loot.
Loot?
Oh, for the love of... Please tell me you picked up something. Anything.
There wasn't a lot of... I couldn't find... an Archilandley here.
Ugh. I should have known this would happen with how you were going on about survivors back at the villa. Hey, Maypole! I don't suppose you're a wanted criminal with a large bounty on your head?
I am not. I do not. That is...
Great. An idiot. What a waste of fuel. We'll talk about this later, Madeline.
What is wrong, mademoiselle?
Nothing. It's nothing.
Your aunt is obviously very upset. Sometimes we say things that we don't mean when we're angry. I can see that she was very worried about you.
Yeah, right.
Believe me, I can tell. I know what a real uncaring family is.
You're back! And in one piece! So, I take it that my advice won out?
Drop it, Kingston. We lost a lot of money today.
Ugh, that's all any of you ever think about!
Madeline, where
Leave
are
it,
you?
Leave it, kid.
My pardon, madame. I don't know. I want to thank you for, I don't know how to express my gratitude for...
Save it. Unless you have a wad of francs in your pocket, I am not in the mood. What now?
Oh, dear. I had hoped it wouldn't come to this. Well, at least you'll get your wish.
Who's in the nice car? Do you know them, Scarecrow?
I'm sorry, a nice car? That, my dear, is a Bentley coupe. 4.5 liter, Wayman body.
The way the engine purrs, the way the suspension waffles on the stones, the way that horn bleats out its symphony.
Okay, so a really nice car.
Presenting Lady and Lord Bartolon, 12th Baron Bartolon of the House Gregario.
Gregario?
Yes, my parents, unfortunately. Mother! Father!
Archie, please do hurry up and get into the auto. We're going to miss Curtin with the way you're standing there, blushing.
Mother, don't you care that I almost died out in the... And how did you know where I was going to be?
Please, Archie. What good is money if you can't use it to stay one step ahead of the world?
Most likely their driver's been going from port to port as seaplanes have been touching down. He sounds a bit exhausted. Hey, you need some water there, Allsport?
Oh, please. I am just so thirsty.
No time for sustenance, Otho. Now give them a reward for bringing Archie home.
Oh, how much, sir?
I make money. I don't count it.
Here you are. 10,000 francs.
Start the car. Archie, in. Now.
I just want to say goodbye to...
Don't make me get the switch. You're already going to be in trouble for losing that fine shirt of yours.
Thank you, Belle. And please, send along my thanks to Madeline. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here right now.
Kingston?
Madeline's up in her room, looking out the window, but trying not to be seen.
Now, I know you couldn't hear her go through all that.
Some things you just know.
And thanks.
For what?
For your advice. I should have taken it. Madeline! I can see you at the window, you know. That herb box isn't that bushy.
What do you want?
Don't be like that. You got to save your lost soul. I got a little remuneration, and we pissed off a sty of swine. All's well that ends well, like old Shakespeare used to say.
Maybe. Aunt Belle, use the stairs.
When's the next time I'm gonna get to climb up an ivy-covered wall? Besides, like I said,
propriety isn't worth the air it wastes.
Here, let me settle down on this window ledge here. Look out over that horizon. There's a whole world out there, and it won't change for you. Hell, I don't give two hoots in hell about it personally. Hoot! See? Barely a one.
No, I know. And I appreciate everything you've taught me.
Well, I can't keep you here, Madeline. When I was your age, I was just about to enter society. Balls, galas, everything. And then the war happened. And everything that came with that. Suddenly, society didn't seem to matter anymore. But your friend there? He was grateful. Eternally so. You did something good out there and kept your wits about you. If one of us can change the world, it's you.
I don't want to go, Belle. Not yet.
You don't have to. We're family. That means we stick together. You can stay as long as you like.
And I did. And there were many more adventures. But I never settled for Belle's way of thinking. I was going to change the world, one day and one life at a time. Archer Lanley agreed with me. The next time I saw him... But I can see that's a story for another time. Have an open window for sweet dreams, kiddo.
Queens of the Sapphire Sea, Episode 101, An Air of Propriety. Written, created, and sound designed by Steel Tyler Philippic. Produced by Adam Lance Garcia, Tyrant Rex, and Steel Tyler Philippic. Featuring the voice work of Catherine Frey, Sarah Smithton, Bill Cozy, Gianmarco Ceresi, Kirsten Anderson, Darius Copeland, Brianna Erbach-Gruber, Billy Nitro, Steel Philippek, Michael Reese, and Evangelia Artemis. Music by Adam Nash. Sound recording by Tyrant Rex. For a list of sound effect credits, please go to our website at radioroomshow.com. Check us out there for updates, bios, and more episodes of Radio Room, or follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Real Radio Room. or on iTunes, Pocket Casts, or on any fine podcast aggregator.